of the fire drill accomplished not only safety training, but also gave us a chance to stretch our legs to get some fresh air. And now we're back for the last segment of the sugya. We spoke about the machlokas Rashi and Riva, two pshatim asiyu beitrei. Spoke about potential nafkamina, which is what appears to be a machlokas Rambam and Tur. What's the din halacha lemaisa if asiyu beitrei and then baal v'irer? And moments ago, Hananel pointed out that Rashi might be meduyik like the Tur, and that spoke to Gabriel's point. And then we spoke about, in addition to nafkamina lahalacha, the kashas that the Rishonim ask against Rashi. And so far we addressed two of them. We addressed the two kashas of Tosfos. Atu bekipa manchi, are they insufficient? So Teres Yaakov suggests that given all the facts, there's no tzorach to make a takana if there are two shluchim, so she has the wife who's been mekabelas as haget, has the opportunity to assess the situation. If she's concerned with the potential of Ir Rabal, she'll either ascertain that the shluchim are sticking around or seek to mekayim now, before they leave. And in terms of the other second question of Tosfos, that why dafka shluchim, should be any two people, so that we already addressed yesterday, and we unpacked a little more earlier today, the Rashi and Tazayin, Rashi and Daf Tazayin said, look, that's the principle of lo plug. It's true, in theory, the tama takana is reduced whenever you have any two people, but Chazal want to, as we said before, for three different reasons, Chazal create well-defined, consistently applied dinim drabanan. Low point. Once you have the tzuras hatakana in place, it will be durable. So you can say, to say one shlich versus two shlichim, that's a well-defined category. To say there are people here is too loose. And now finally, let's talk about the third yisha for the third kasha, for which, as I said, we'll have to put on our Sherlock Holmes cap for a couple of minutes, and then we'll wrap this up by wrapping this back into the previous discussion about Bikin B'lishma. We may find a Rashi L'shitasa. This third kasha, the kasha that Tosfos had not raised directly, but the Rosh and the Rajba both did, and that was namely, well, why are you assuming that these shluchim are any good? Even if they're going to stick around, Teres Yaakov said, well, they will stick around. She'll make sure she chops them before they, if they're leaving. Yeah, but who says that these two shluchim necessarily are market? It's not that every two people you might choose from Edison know all the chsimas of Edisonians. No, there exist in Edison some people who are makir the chsimas of any given Edisonian. If you go into Edison, you'll find someone. You can find two people to market the chesimus. But mehechatesi, the Rashba, the Rosh said, mehechatesi, these two shluchim dafka are makirim. We're not asking them, and that's what the Rashba says. And if you are going to ask and say, yeah, we recognize, so then basically you're asking from a fainechta fainechtam. And the whole point of the Gemara is we don't ask. According to Rabbi, you don't need to ask fainechta fainechtam. So, but how does that make any sense? The Rosh and the Rajba attacked Rashi. How could you say that we're relying on these shluchim to do the Eidekim, Harei, Erei, Mitzvim, Lakaimo? No, they're not. Maybe they have no knowledge. If I have access to the whole city where the get was signed, we'll find someone who's Makat Echsimus. But Dafka, these two shluchim, Echetezi, these specific two shluchim are Makat. So that's what the Rosh and the Rajba had added over and above Tosfos' Kasha. They said, we're going to reject the Riva. Some of the Achronim make the... I thought it was a Teres Yaakov. I was looking recently and didn't find it. Got to look some more. I didn't see it offhand in Pnei Yeshua either. But I had in my head that I'd seen it in both of them. So you have to dig further. But be that as it may, without attribution, the Tarot stands on its own two feet. The Achronim would suggest the following answer. The Taka, how would Rashi respond? Rashba, and what we've said so far doesn't solve kasha number three. So there's Achron who suggests, as I said before, we've got to put on our Sherlock Holmes cap.
Sherlock Holmes is famous for. And you look at a situation and try to understand, well, why are things the way they are? There's a grease spot on the side of his hat. But how did it get there? What does that tell me about the backstory? So without Lahavdil, without referencing Sir Arthur Conan Doyle or Sherlock Holmes, but these Achronim say, look at the scenario. How do Gittin usually send? 99 times out of 100. With how many shluchim? One. Asyu beitrei. All of a sudden we have a case where, and as Rashi had stressed based here, based on the Gemara and Tazayim, both of them are shluchim, get yotzi mitachis deishneim, they're jointly, so they're serving together as shluchim. Hello, davarhu. So they say, the Zachron suggests Rashi would say, put in a Sherlock Holmes cap. Why are there two shluchim? Normally there's only one shliach. Why are there two shluchim? Well, in the simplest sense, why are there two shluchim? Because who decide there should be two shluchim? Who decide there should be two shluchim? The Baal, right? The husband. He was mamana two shluchim. Ah. So there are two shluchim because this husband decided to send two shluchim. What possessed him to send two shluchim? So once again, as with the Teres Tekasha 1, we're going to look at probabilities. There could be any one of a number of reasons the husband might have chosen to send two shluchim. Maybe he didn't want to insult either one. Maybe he likes doing things in pairs. Who knows? But most likely, the reason why he sent two shluchim is because he wants to make sure that the get will work. The most likely explanation, Occam's razor, most likely explanation, why all of a sudden this get, manishtana haget hazeh mikol hagetin, every other geshevachol hagetin, you send it with one shliach. All of a sudden here, this husband, punkt, decide to send the get with two shluchim. Why? I don't know for sure, but by far, some achronim suggest, again, I'm not sure, I thought it was Tiferes Yaakov, but some achronim suggest, what possessed him to send with two shluchim? The most likely explanation is that he wanted to make sure the get would work. There's a range of different, when marriages fall apart, any which way it happens, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain. At the same time, there are different sorts of scenarios. Some scenarios where people are absolutely vindictive, and other scenarios where things are somewhat more amicable. The marriage fell apart, but at least sometimes people act with more derech eretz, and sadly, sometimes people act with less derech eretz. That's true in life in general, in any interaction between people. Sometimes people act with more derech eretz, and sometimes less so. So the defense of Rashi against this kasha of the Rashi and the Rashba is, this isn't a random case. This is a case where husband sent two shluchim. What does that tell me? Probably that this husband was interested in making sure that the get would work. The marriage is not going to continue, but he wants to at least reasonably provide for his ex-wife that she should be able to move forward and that she should have a get that will work. So at the time that he sent it, he most probably was sending, why was he sending two shluchim? Sent two shluchim to make sure the get would work, meaning most likely, the two shluchim who are equipped to machshir the get. It's true, you could have two people from a given town who are not makir chsima se'edim, and it's also true that if I were to randomly pick two people from Forest Hills, they're not likely to know the chasim of one, this particular Chaim ben Meir from Forest Hills. But here's the nakuda. These two people weren't randomly chosen from Portugal. These were two people who were specifically chosen by the husband to be the two shluchim, which is an anomaly. The husband chose to send again with two shluchim, and he chose these two people. So this isn't a random case. This isn't just a random selection of two people from Portugal. These are the two people the husband chose to be the specifically two shluchim of his get. So the defense of Rashi is, in all likelihood, they are makir chsima se'edim. In all likelihood, they are equipped to, and were sent by the husband to say, I want you to deliver this get to my wife. Sadly, we're not going to remain married, but I want you to take care of her. Make sure the get gets there, and make sure that the get works. So he's choosing people. Most likely, in other words, the husband doesn't have to pick a shliach who's makir chsima se'edim. But if he's picking two shluchim, he probably did pick two people who are makir chsima se'edim and are able to be made. So that's the teretz to a teretz to kasha number three. Is